It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, online star Issa Rae talks about her hit YouTube series and the difficulties of life as an introvert.
First, a three-member panel has unanimously upheld the firing of Christopher Manny, the former Milwaukee police officer responsible for the fatal shooting of 31-year-old Dontre Hamilton last year.
This comes after 5 days of appeal hearings in which Manny asked for reinstatement. He had been fired for violating Milwaukee Police Department rules during his encounter with Hamilton.
Joining us now to talk more about that decision is Chuck Kornbach, WPR's reporter in Milwaukee, who's been covering that story. Chuck, welcome back.
Good afternoon.
A panel of three Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission members reached their decision last night after days of testimony. What were they looking at there?
Well, they were looking at two things. First was a phase one, they called it, which is whether Officer Manny, former Officer Manny, violated two department rules in his approach and handling of Dontre Hamilton in the Milwaukee Park last April 30th. The two rules mainly regarded rules about needing to have a reasonable suspicion of the individual having a weapon or reasonable suspicion of being harmed by the person who was approaching, and in other words, getting that close and starting to frisk Hamilton. The police department said Manny did not have a reasonable suspicion of being harmed. The second was whether Manny followed some other procedures, including, you know, adequately calling for backup before he started the initiating with Mr. Hamilton.
And that was phase.
So that was phase one.
And yep. What did people have to say on both sides when they considered those questions?
Well, there was a lot of looking at department training, police training in general, as to what is a reasonable threat, what is a not reasonable threat, why Manny thought that he should initiate things, how he approached Dontre Hamilton, and then all of a sudden Mr. Hamilton sort of surprised him by opening his eyes and what's being called giving Manny a thousand-yard stare, making Manny more fearful all of a sudden. So things started to escalate, and then the baton was involved, and Hamilton took the baton from Manny, and then eventually Manny shot Hamilton. But that, the shooting wasn't in dispute. That was all covered last fall in the review by the district attorney, who decided not to press charges against Manny. What was at stake were these two rules leading up to contact with Hamilton.
And as far as whether Officer Manny should have called for backup before he approached Hamilton, what did the commission find?
Well, in both cases, they ruled in favor of the department. The department has suggested repeatedly that Manny should not have gone up and done this initiation with Hamilton on his own, or been more careful about it, and certainly should not have started frisking Hamilton in the way he did. So, and Manny's defense has been, listen, I can't predict the future. I had to react as things were happening quickly. I couldn't see exactly what Hamilton had in his pocket. There was a lot of attention paid to a bulge in the right front pants pocket of Hamilton. It wound up, I believe, being a cell phone charger. But for a while, Manny thought it was a weapon, and might be a weapon anyway, and was beginning to frisk Hamilton when things got much more violent.
And that was phase one. What happened during phase two of this?
Well, phase one ended around 7 o'clock last night when the commissioners came back to give their verdict, if you will. Phase two then quickly launched and only took a couple of hours. It was basically Chief Flynn first taking the stand, explaining it was phase two was regarding punishment. Was it the right kind of punishment? And in phase two, Flynn took the stand first, describing that he thought the amount of harm that happened in the incident, in other words, the death of Dontre Hamilton, was a key factor. Flynn also talked about not being able to bring Manny back on the police force. What would he do with him? What sort of job would Manny have that would be guaranteed public safety for officer safety? So that was what Flynn argued. Quickly then, the defense brought Christopher Manny to the stand and talked about his military record before he was a police officer, talked about his highly awarded career as a Milwaukee officer. And Manny then addressed the commission and said, listen, I have been a cop. I've always been a cop. Please let me stay a cop. It wasn't clear whether Manny would immediately come back to the force because he's also applied for disability pay. But he at least expressed interest in continuing as a police officer. But the commission deliberated a shorter amount of time, came back, and again, the answer was to support what the police department had ruled, that the firing was justified.
Now, this was, as you said, a unanimous decision on all parts here. What do you think was at stake in these findings yesterday?
Well, obviously the career, at least as a Milwaukee officer, of Christopher Manny, but as we heard from last night from Dontre Hamilton's family and what we've heard for weeks and months now, is that this was about a community issue. It's about respect between the police department and especially the African-American community. Dontre Hamilton was African-American. After the ruling, the Hamilton family was happier with things, a measure of relief, of course, but saying that, listen, we want to continue to improve police community relations. We want to continue for African-Americans to be treated respectfully here. And that's really what will be the story in the next few weeks and months, at least one of the stories, is whether that comes into place.
Right, and it sounds like Hamilton's family is likely to pursue additional action against Manny. Do we know how soon and in what form?
Well, certainly I think their case got a bit of a boost yesterday with the ruling that Manny should have been fired. It may take the civil lawsuit action. Exactly when, I don't know. They are also waiting, I think, for some federal government input on whether there's ongoing problems in the Milwaukee Police Department racially, and also whether the Hamilton shooting was justified under federal civil rights law. So I think there's a number of things waiting to see. More immediately is that the police union is quite upset with the decision. They've issued a press release saying that this Manny firing was a travesty. The upholding of it was a travesty. The police association will talk to the media later today. They say it was a seemingly results-oriented decision. That there's concerns for continued safety for our community, and they're going to talk about a way forward for the police officers.
Is there any further appeal that Officer Manny could take at this point, or any action that the Milwaukee Police Association could take on his behalf?
Well, certainly that's one thing that may become more clear later today, is to whether Officer Manny's case is going to be appealed to a circuit court, which can review things. Also is the issue of Manny's application for duty disability, because he applied a couple of days before he was fired back in October. Yesterday's decision apparently does not harm that application, so it's possible that Manny could go on duty disability and get a pretty good chunk of pay. Or he will potentially apply to other departments. There have been Milwaukee police officers fired before and have found jobs in the suburbs or outstate or in another state. So hard to say, but those are some of the options ahead for Manny.
Chuck, do you have any indication how closely this recent decision was watched beyond the interested parties, beyond law enforcement and the Dontre Hamilton family?
Well, certainly as it came, the Hamilton killing, if you will, April 30th came before Ferguson, Missouri, and the Michael Brown case there. But it occasionally surfaced over the last 6 months of the year as there were protests in Milwaukee, the freeway protests leading up to the John Chisholm, the DA's decision not to file criminal charges against Manny. So it occasionally got to the national level. Jesse Jackson came in from Chicago to support the Hamilton family. And the New York Times and other national media have taken a look at this case sort of in the context of this ongoing headlines of officer-involved shootings of mainly African-American men. Of course, the case in Madison played into all that as well. So it's part of this ongoing closer examination and scrutiny of where we are in police-community relations.
Chuck, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Chuck Kornbuck, WPR's reporter in Milwaukee, who's been covering the Dontre Hamilton case.